Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a book entitled The Christian in Complete Armor. This is volume one of a three-volume set. It was written by William Gurnall, the English Bible scholar and pastor who died in 1679. We're in the first section of the book, which is the Saint's Call to Arms, and we're at the last section of that section. It's entitled Four Reasons Why God's Power is Sometimes Hidden. But, says some dejected soul, I've prayed over and over for strength against temptation, and to this day my hands are weak. No matter how hard I try, I cannot resist. If God's power is really engaged for me, why am I not victorious in my Christian life? Well, number one, check once again, and you will no doubt find some hidden strength you had not noticed before. Perhaps you prayed and expected God to answer in a certain way, but while you were watching for him from the front window, he slipped in the back door. What I mean is this: you expected sudden relief from your trial, but instead, God gave you strength to pray with greater fervor. Is this nothing at all? Any physician will tell you the stronger the cry, the stronger the child. Not only that, but do you not find that you have more strength for self-denial than before? In other words, are you not increasingly humbled by this thorn in your flesh? If so, you have wrestled with a strong opponent, your pride, and wrestled well. What is harder or more against the grain than to force our carnal pride to its knees before God? Secondly, God may have purposely delayed his power. When you have waited as long as you are willing to wait, and God has still not answered, do not let your own impatience accuse him of negligence. Instead, say to yourself, "My Father is wiser than I. He will send what I need when I need it. I know if he withholds his hand from me at present, it's only because he knows best." One reason for postponing deliverance is to give your faith an opportunity to grow stronger. When a mother is teaching her child to walk, she stands back a short distance, holds out her hand to the child, beckoning him to come. Now, if she exercises her strength to go to her little one, the child is ill-served, for his unsteady legs are denied the practice they need. If she loves him, she'll let him suffer a little at present to ensure his future health. And just so, because God loves his children, he sometimes lets them struggle to strengthen the legs of their unsteady faith. Not only that, but he can also use trials as the occasion for great demonstrations of his power. Suppose a child is toddling along the river's edge, slips, and is in real danger. What does the mother do? She rushes at once to rescue him, and her arms never seemed stronger nor her embrace more comforting than in such a circumstance. Well, you may be a poor, trembling soul, weak in faith and ever on the brink of sinking, and yet to this day your grace lives on, though full of leaks. Is there a greater demonstration of God's strength than to see such a pitiful, storm-tossed ship towed past an armada of sins and devils into God's safe harbor at last? What a tribute to his power for so weak a vessel to foil all the battleships of Satan. 3. The cause of hindrance of the blessing may be in yourself. If your heart is not set in the right direction when you appeal for deliverance, strength will not come. Ask yourself these questions when you feel shut off from God's power. Am I really trusting God and him only to meet my need, or am I depending on my own resolve, or my pastor, or some other outside source? All these things may be good, but they are only Christ's servants. Press through them to the Master himself. Touch him, and deliverance is yours. Or am I thankful for the strength I have? In a long-distance race, the contestants run at varying paces. Perhaps you're discouraged when you see so many strong ones pass you on the way to glory. Rather than cry after them, be thankful that you have strength to run at all. Even the lowest place in the army of saints is a great honor. Are you in the race? It is by God's grace and that alone. Thank Him for the privilege. Remember this, everyone, even the weakest saint who finishes the race, is a winner. Or has my pride stopped the flow of God's power? God will not keep supplying power if you use it for your own advancement. He knows how quickly you are carried away from Him on the wings of your pride. Because He loves you, He will recall your ration of power if it takes you out of fellowship with Him. All this He does for your own good, so that when your pride lies gasping, you'll be forced back to Him. And number four, God may call you to persevere in the face of overwhelming odds. Perhaps nothing that has been said answers your particular case. Your heart is clean before God. You have sincerely and prayerfully waited, yet God withholds His hand. Then you must resolve to live and die waiting, for that may be what He requires. What greater evidence of your faith and of God's grace at work in you than to persevere to the end? Comfort yourself with the promise that when you're on your last legs, strength will come. The Scripture says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength," Isaiah 40:31. The prophet was not sent to the widow's house until she had baked her last loaf of bread. Job was not delivered until God's purpose had been served. Are your trials any greater than Job's? Strive to have His heart and know your life is in the hands of a God who is full of pity and tender mercy. Amen. Then we begin the main bulk of the book next time. The first consideration, the saint's armor. The saint's armor. The Christian must be armed. We'll talk about that next time. Thank you for listening, and do look around the site while you are here. We've got over 3,000 audios featuring some of the church's great preachers, persecution stories from North Korea in English and Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, and a blog. More than that, there are books at Amazon.com with my name on them. Or contact me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com, and I'll share details of our Saturday evening Zoom meeting for men and our Tuesday noon meeting for men and women. About that Amazon address, be sure that you overlook the books by Bob Faulkner that are Western novels. I didn't write any Western novels, but all the other, the Christian-based books are all mine. Well, thank you again. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on the 27th of March. Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.